I think you could say, what do we see from the story from the Radvaz? From the Radvaz, we see that his father gave him an unbelievable chinuch, obviously. Unbelievable man. Father of the Radvaz was an unbelievable man. Rabbi Yankiv David, he had produced the Radvaz, unbelievable man. His machanach his son always, that ala toirav ala voida. But what made an impact on the Radvaz? The story. The fact that his father took the oven apart and he sold it so he should be able to continue learning. That's what made the Rosh. What do you see? You see, the biggest lesson in life is not what you teach, it's what you do. It's what you do. The Radvaz was born out of a home where the father took the oven apart to keep his son in yeshiva, to learn, to keep his son learning with his melamed. His father could have given Musar all day and all night. But the fact is, what made the main impact on him was what his father did, not what his father spoke about. I tell this to fathers all the time. So you want a mashpia on your son? You have to do. A father tells me his son doesn't learn, I say, you got to learn. You want your son to learn? Stop telling him to learn. Learn yourself. Learn yourself. Father says, my son doesn't give his mother respect. Do you give his mother respect? How do you treat your wife? If you give COVID, they'll give COVID. If you have parents, if you say you can have parents, how do you treat your parents? If you don't treat your parents with derech eretz, your kids are not going to treat you with derech eretz either. Why? You can tell them, keep it up. So what? They don't do what you tell them. They do what they see. And you all know that's the mitzvah. That's the way it is. That's the way life is. Memela, the Radvaz, was able to vak sois because his father took the oven apart in the middle of the winter. And with those blocks, he kept him in learning. That's what made a roishim on the Radvaz. More than all the stories. More than all the drashas. Now we come back to the Novi. Ovadi. Okay. When Avraham Avinu davened for Stoim, what did Hashem say about Avraham Avinu? Any bar mitzvah vayeros here? Parshas vayero? No bar mitzvah parshas vayero? Oh! Yumale! Poshteto on the pasuk. In vayero. Hamechasa ani me Avraham asher ani yoise, remember? Poshteto on the pasuk. Ki yedativ. Come on, it's your bar mitzvah parshas not mine. Kidatev Lamana Shayitzaves Bonavas Base Yahov Vishomu Derech Hashem Lasis Soko Mishpot Laman Hovi Hashem Alavrom Eis Asher Dibe, right? Strange Pasuk. Pasuk says that Hashem says, I'm going to tell Avraham Avinu. How can I not tell Avraham Avinu what I'm about to do in Stoim? Avraham is such a tzaddik. Says why? You mean I'm sure even by your bar mitzvah you found it funny. Hashem is saying that Avraham is going to train his children, that they're going to keep the Torah mitzvahs in order that he should get reward. That's the way Avraham taught his kids. We all learn Pirkei Avos. Doesn't say that in Pirkei Avos. It says that what? What are we taught? We should be mishamish Hashem. Al tiu kavodim ha mishamishim esarav. Al menas lekabel pras. Right, Binyamin? Don't be like a slave who serves his master to get reward. Elo, you should be like a oivin ashalei al menas lekabel pras. Vimeir shemayim aleichem. Right? Don't serve Hashem to get reward. And here it says, Hashem says, I know Avraham. Avraham's going to tell his children they should serve Hashem. Why? L'man hovi Hashem l'Avraham esh asher dibar. So Avraham is going to tell his children they should keep the Torah in order that should be miskayim by them. They should get reward. It's Avraham Avinu. Didn't bother you, you mean? Now it does. Pella. Chassam Sefer brings down this kasha from his Rebbe, the Heiliger of Nosson Adler. Chassam Sofer brings down from his Rebbe a fascinating pshat. Rav Nosson Adler said, Avram Avinu, why Taka didn't Avram know what was going on in Stein? Why Taka didn't he know? Avram Avinu didn't know what was going on in Stein. He didn't know Hashem was about to turn over Stein. How did he not know that? How did Avram not know that? Zokt Rav Nosson Adler, when a Novi gets Nivu, it doesn't happen automatic. A Novi doesn't have a shortwave radio. Today you guys don't know what shortwave radio is, because today everything is mechuba, right, through the channels in the skies. But Amol, it used to be the pre-Wi-Fi life, there was something called shortwave radio. It still exists, but I'm just saying it's not so popular. Shortwave radio, you could get information. So Lamaise, Nevuah is not a radio signal. Zokt Rav Nosson Adler, it's not the kind of thing you open up the radio in the morning and they give you give them 22 minutes and they give you the world. Yeah? It's not like a Navi wakes up in the morning, he goes, okay, puts on his Nevuah radio, okay, let's go, all the news, Rabban Ishalel. Skate Nikrazit. The Rambam says, in order to get Nevuah, in order for a person to get Nevuah, he has to be Mechin Atzmei L'Nevuah. He has to prepare himself. He has to be tuned in. He doesn't just get Nevuah. You walk into the room and say, okay, Rabban Ishalel, tell me, he's like, my kids come to me. Well, who's going to win tonight? Skate Nikrazit. Doesn't work like that. You have to be tuned in. Zokta Nosson Adler, Zokta Azei. He says, Avram Avinu was so busy being the car of people that were on the streets that needed to hear Shalai Lishma, so he wasn't tuned in. The reason why he didn't know what was going on in Stein was because he wasn't sitting there all day preparing for Nevuah. He was busy being the car of people. What kind of people? Shalai Lishma people. You hear me? That's what Hashem was saying. Am I not going to tell him? The reason why he doesn't know, because he's busy being Makan of people. So Hashem was saying, these are the people Avram deals with. Avram deals with Shalai Lishma people. And that's why he's not tuned in. That's why I'm going to give him the Nevuah. Zokt Rav Nosson Adler, when you're Makar of other people, when you spend your time helping other people, the Rebbeinu Shem gives you b'matana. He gives you all these madregas. You get it b'matana. That's a beautiful pshat. Chassam Sofer brings down from his Rebbe. So I tell you like this. Avram Avinu Take wasn't completely busy with his Yerushalayim all day and all night. Avram Avinu was busy being the kind of the Chaykim. He wasn't busy, like Rav Nosson Adler is saying, he wasn't busy developing himself. Yomim v'layla. He was working for other people. He was working to do for others. Ovadia was more internal. Yorei Elokim Ma'od. He was with himself. He was busy with his own Yerushalayim. So he was able to vaxize his own Yerushalayim more because he was less involved. And Memele, it's Godel Mashenema. But it's not that Avram Avinu couldn't have had the Yerushalayim from what Avadia had. Avram Avinu purposely sacrificed that, like Rav Nosson Adler is saying. He sacrificed his dargoyes to be Makarev. Okay? The Maila of Avadia is only how much he was able to do for others. His Yori Hashem Ma'oid wasn't a Maila on its own. That's why, what does the Navi praise? The Nevi'im that he saved. The Navi does not praise Oivadia's Madrega of Yorei Hashem Oid alone. The Navi praises Dafka the Hashpo that he had on others. Dafka the Hashpo that he had on others. That's what the Navi praises. And the Mela, the Navi takes the fact that he saved Meir Nevi'im, and through them he increased the Hashpo for others. That's what the Navi picks as a Godel story. About Avadia. Doesn't pick up a Sigir Shemayim story. Picks a story that he impacted other people. That's the Godless. Now here's the main punchline I want to tell you. We could say now very simply, when does the home of an individual get blessed when they have a tzaddik in their home? Only when the home gets a hashpah from that tzaddik. Only when a home is impacted by that tzaddik. then the home is blessed because of that tzaddik. The Potiphera, he had Yosef in his home, and it made Ashpo on him. Chazal say that the Potiphera himself was impressed by seeing the Shechina. So Yosef had a spiritual impact on the home. And the Mele Vayivorech Hashem is based on Mitzri. The Mele Hashem blessed the Mitzri's home because of Yosef, Biglal Yosef. The Biglal Yosef is because Yosef's Hashpo. Because Yosef made an influence on the home. Now this answers us this next question. Lavan. Lavan, we find a mixed story with Lavan. Because the beginning, Lavan got a lot because of Yaakov Avinu. Lavan Arami tells Yaakov, Nichashti, Vayivocheni Hashem Biglalecha. Right? Then we find at the end, Yaakov Avinu himself says, Vayatzel Hashem Esmikna Avichem Vayitein Li. Yaakov Avinu tells the Emois that the money of Lavan Arami went to him. Hashem took the vast majority of the wealth of Lavan and gave it to Yaakov. And we asked the Kasha, why did Hashem have to do that? If Lavan got blessed because of Yaakov, so Hashem could have kept the money by Lavan, could have given Yaakov more money. Hashem has plenty of money. Hashem doesn't have to make a transfer from this account to that account. Hashem has enough. That was our Kasha, if you remember. We asked it. But according to what we said in our Maturits. Kolzman, that Lavan Arami had an influence from Yaakov Avinu, he was blessed because of Yaakov Avinu. Kolzman, the impact was there, he was blessed. Okay? But then when he started schwindling, what was Yaakov Avinu's midah? Titein emes li Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu midah se emes. So when Lavan started schwindling him, he lost everything. Why did he lose everything? Because the bracha that he got because of Yaakov was only able to keep on going if he's Mekabel Hashpo from Yaakov. But now that he started being a schwindler, now that he started running his business krum in the worst way, over 100 times, one opinion says 1,000 times, he changed Yaakov Avinu's salary, he schwindled him. He was running a scam, a Madoff Ponzi scheme, right? So once Lavan Arami, he drained, and he threw completely out what Yaakov Avinu represented. Now the bracha wasn't there. The Mela, now we could say, that's pshat. What the Gemara means in Maseches Sanhedrin is, it's true that he had Ovadia living in his home, Achav. But he didn't get influenced by the Navi. And because he didn't get influenced by the Navi, he didn't get the bracha from the Navi. When does the Navi give you a bracha? When you're nishpa. Now this also, just we'll end with this. This could keep on going. We'll end with this. This will also explain this theory that we seem to find in Chazal. The one in Chazal tell us, that was the Ishat Safatis Taina Telio Anavi, right? That when a tzaddik is living by you, it's a problem for you. Because then Hashem judges you according to the tzaddik, remember? That's what we had last week, we learned about. Right? On the other hand, Chazal tell us Hashem blesses your home because which one is it? Is it a kitrug or is it not? Depends. If you're nishpa from the tzaddik, if the tzaddik influences you, even though you're not on his level, but the tzaddik influences you, then the tzaddik ends up being a bracha. But if you have a tzaddik in your home and it doesn't change you, then it's a kitruk. You had such a person in your house, tzaddik in your house, it didn't change you. A tain on you. And that's the pshat. Why one end we can find a tzaddik could bring bracha to the home. That's where the tzaddik is mashpi on the home. And the other way around, if he's not only won't be a bracha, could end up being a kitruk.